This is KUT. Over the weekend, someone spray-painted over several street signs for Robert E. Lee Road in South Austin. Today, Austin City Council members may take the first step to changing that street's name. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, changing a street name in Austin is not an easy task.
The deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville over the weekend began as a fight to protect a statue of Confederacy Commander Robert E. Lee.
I remember teachers in my grade school telling me lies about Robert E. Lee's supposed heroism. And the truth is that Robert E. Lee and other Confederate leaders caused the deaths of more than a million Americans because they wanted to keep black people enslaved.
Council member Greg Cassar is calling for the renaming of Robert E. Lee Road near Barton Springs and Jeff Davis Avenue in Northwest Austin, but not so fast.
The idea of changing a street name sounds relatively simple and kind of interesting and fun.
Lauren Seda works for the Austin Transportation Department.
But when you think about the impact that it can have, you know, good and bad, it is big. So every business, every homeowner, you know, has to go through the process of changing their address and business cards.
First, file an application. This can be done by someone who owns property near or on the street, by a council member, or someone representing a city department. Then the city runs the proposed new name by several departments, including fire, EMS, and police.
If there's a street named in our community that sounds similar to another street, or is hard to understand when a caller calls and they're in an urgent state, then that may cause emergency services to go to the wrong location.
That's Carrie Buto. Until recently, she ran the city's street renaming program. She says if those departments give the okay, the city polls property owners in the area.
Asking them if they agree or disagree with the street name change and why.
If just one person disagrees with the renaming, the city must hold a public hearing. Then the new name goes back to city departments for feedback, and then finally to city council for approval. Then someone has to pay for the new signs.
If it's brought forward by a property owner, then the property owner is responsible for the cost of the sign.
Which is not cheap. Replacing the vandalized Robert E. Lee Road signs will cost the city $700. Council members Cassar and Ann Kitchen, whose district houses Robert E. Lee Road, say they'll ask the city Tuesday to begin the street name change process. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.